This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1897, recorded on Thursday the 10th of March 2016. Callers on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always like hearing from you. Immediately following Chatterbox this week is the spring 2016 edition of Norwich Citizen, and also included this week is your EDP Norfolk Memory Stick. This part of Chatterbox is read by Liz Bryan and
Brian Clark.
On part one of Chatterbox, in addition to the news, we have letters from the evening news and a feature, which this week introduces the rubbish diet. But first, some stories making the news in Norwich this week.
A very controversial proposal has been submitted to develop new rugby pitches close to the University of East Anglia campus. We will be reporting on this in a moment, and later we will hear some of the reactions from evening news readers. Other major stories this week include the Norwich reaction to the grave international refugee crisis, and the results of a poll to find Norfolk's greatest woman. We will bring you the results of the poll shortly, but we start with the rugby scrum.
A proposal to build a new sports facility on a green space has met with criticism, but organisers defend the scheme and believe it will benefit the community. The chairman of community group Yare Valley Society said members are up in arms about the plan for Norwich Rugby Club to share new pitches with the University of East Anglia on land off Colney Lane. Andy Pott, secretary of the rugby club, accepted there would be some change to the area, but said there was room to accommodate the wishes of all interest groups. An online petition objecting to the scheme has been signed by more than 1,500 people. The rugby club chose the Colney Lane site after searching for a new home, as it sold its current base at Beeston Hearn, near Spixworth, to a housing developer. Its plans, submitted jointly with UE8 and South Norfolk Council, include new sports pitches with an artificial grass pitch that has fencing and floodlighting, a new pavilion's boat clubhouse, which would include a cafe, changing room, club room and bar, and a 284-space car park. But Andrew Salisbury, chairman of the Yare Valley Society, said there were a number of reasons why the club should move elsewhere. They included there should be no developments on river valleys, the facility would destroy the rural aspect of the area, concerns over the regulation of the planned car park and the safety of cyclists using a proposed two-way access road. Currently, the site consists of playing pitches and a pedestrian-stroke-cycle path. Our members are up in arms about this, and many people have objected to the scheme to the council, Mr. Salisbury said. He claimed UEA were acting contrary to their environmental policy by planning to build on a green space. But Mr. Potter of the rugby club said it's not an area of natural beauty at the moment, as there are some large pylons stretching across the landscape. We need the car park to stop people parking along Colney Lane, and it would be managed in the same way as UEA's other car parks.
More than 100 people attended a meeting calling on Norfolk councils to begin taking in refugees. It comes more than 5 months after Norfolk County Council agreed, in principle, to resettle 50 people fleeing the Syrian civil war. But the Norwich Refugees Welcome Here group, which organised the event in the city, said not enough was being done. Member Julie Bremner said the meeting aimed to put pressure on the council to take action and begin resettling those in need. She added, "It is to hold the council and the government to account on what they are doing in terms of helping refugees. I think the message from this group is that 50 is not enough. The agencies in Norfolk have said they are now ready to resettle more. Norwich City Council and Broadland District Council have made a commitment to take the refugees in the Greater Norwich area, but the County Council said the decision would still depend upon the amount of financial support provided by the government."
From Boudica to Cathy Dennis, it is an eclectic list of names representing a huge array of achievements, and all with a strong link to our county. But a poll to find Norfolk's greatest woman from a short list of nine names was eventually won by Norfolk nurse and First World War heroine Edith Cavell with 35% of the votes. The contest ran on the Evening News website to mark International Women's Day. The results of our quiz to find Norfolk's greatest woman, most popular first. Edith Cavell, working as a nurse in German-occupied Belgium during the First World War, she assisted wounded soldiers from both sides. She also helped more than 200 Allied soldiers escape. For this, she was sentenced to death. Boudica, queen of the Iceni tribe in what is today called East Anglia, she led an uprising against the Roman Empire. Her warriors destroyed the capital of Roman Britain, Camulodunum, now Colchester, before her forces were eventually defeated. Elizabeth Fry, best remembered as a driving force behind legislation to make the treatment of prisoners more humane. In her younger years, spent growing up at Earlham Hall, Fry collected old clothes for the poor, visited the sick, and started a Sunday school to teach children how to read. Diana, Princess of Wales. Born in Norfolk, the People's Princess is considered one of the most influential people of the 20th century. Julian of Norwich. The first woman known to have published a book in the English language. Her work, Revelations of Divine Love, a 14th century work of mystical devotions, established her as one of Christianity's most creative theologians. Dorothy Dewson, a suffragist and socialist who spent her life campaigning for women's right to vote and helping to make a difference in Norfolk. In 1923, she became Norwich's first female MP, and from 1927 onwards, focused on local politics. Delia Smith, she may be Britain's best-selling cookery writer, but in Norfolk, she is most celebrated for her association with Norwich City. Cathy Dennis, a successful singer and songwriter. She has been behind a string of global hits for some of the most famous performers of recent years. Emma Pooley, former professional cyclist turned triathlete. Emma Pooley became the first British woman to win a medal in the Olympic time trial, taking silver in 2008. She was also world time trial champion in 2010.